When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record at the end of my workday in my car, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist. And if you hear any tapping in the background, it's because it's raining today. It's a bit of a humid and rainy night here in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So, one of my fondest memories comes from, this is a little early on in my teaching career. I've only been doing it a couple years at this point. And I was involved in a fairly ambitious project where we're working with a lot of people. And towards the end of the project, things started getting a little, I don't want to say disorganized, but a little hectic. And I was supposed to be doing these big presentations with a teaching friend of mine in front of large audiences. In some cases, as many as 300-400 people at a go. And we were in the midst of preparing for our presentations, my teaching friend and I, and we were informed that, oh, guess what? That thing that you were preparing for next week, you're doing it today. It was a massive schedule reshifting because we were working with so many people that it's a long story, but for what's important to the story is that it got moved and we were not ready for it. So I found out that afternoon, 2 hours from now, you're going to be doing a presentation for 400 people, you and your friend. And I remember just before we walked into the room, just before we walked out onto the stage, my teaching friend, who had been doing this a lot longer than I had, and I had been sort of reassuring myself that this was going to be okay because she's going to do a really good job and all I got to do is follow her lead, right? She turns to me and she says, with a big smile on her face, I have no idea what the hell we're going to do out there. And I remember being frozen with panic at that thought. But then the way she looked at me and the way she said it, kind of it was enough to get me to go onto the stage because she seemed to feel confident that we were going to do okay. She believed in me, which made me believe in me a little bit more. And lo and behold, we went out in front of these hundreds of people and did a presentation, and I had a lot of fun, and it was completely improvised. We were feeding off the audience, seeing what they were interested in, and we did what I felt was a very fun and interactive and interesting presentation. And what the hell's this got to do with cartooning? Well, what I'm talking about here is the topic for today is panic. And thinking of it not as a negative, but as a positive. Delicious panic, I guess, if you want to come up with some kind of poetic name that you could put in one of those packaged self-help books. But that moment, this is where it ties into comics, I think, is we face this every day. We face this every day when we make our time to sit down at the art desk and we come up with an excuse for this or that to not do what we set out to do. And the thing is that especially in the case of us indie folks, there's not that many people who are going to be disappointed if we don't do it. We're the only one who's going to be really disappointed. Now, if I were to chicken out of that presentation and go, when my friend said to me, I have no idea what the hell we're going to do out there, if I were to say, well, then screw it, I'm done, I'm out of here, I'd be letting her down, I'd be letting everybody in the audience down, I'd be letting everybody in the organization down. So there's like this threshold of panic that you come up to where the cowardice and the shame is much more acute if you bail out. But it's not so acute if you bail out of just working on something in during your art day. Again, the only person who's really going to be ashamed is you, and not many people are going to hold you accountable for that. It's not quite as dramatic as walking off of a stage. But what I learned from that experience, and I've learned it since in many different aspects of my life, is thinking of it in that kind of excited way that my teaching friend thought of it, how she had that smile on her face like, God, this is going to be really exciting. I have no idea what we're going to do out there. Part of it's faith. Part of it's faith in your abilities. I don't think that you should have a cavalier attitude like that about everything. Like if a surgeon walks into the room and says, hey, what the hell are we doing here? What, are you doing a heart transplant? No, we're doing brain surgery, you know? You don't want to be like that about it. And I do think that you should take things seriously. And I think that my teaching friend takes things seriously. She has lots and lots of experience teaching, so she can pull out of her bag of tricks pretty easily without having to fudge your way through it. That's the thing. We weren't faking it. We were teaching, we were presenting, but we just didn't have this, you know, bullet-pointed PowerPoint presentation to work off of, or any cue cards or anything like that. But what I'm really, to go back to my initial point here, is I want to talk about panic as being, looking at it as a good thing, being panicked to get something done, and looking at it as an invigorating and thrilling and motivating factor. And the problem is that it's really easy to mistake panic for procrastination, or let panic turn into procrastination. You know, I mean, and the reason I'm even talking about this today is because I'm facing it right now. I just got, as we talked about on today's Art and Story Extreme, I just got a new job, a new freelance gig, and it's for some fairly well-known properties, some stuff that when I work on this, potentially a lot of people are going to see it. And I'm really excited about it. But then I found myself sitting at the art desk and being hesitant to throw down those initial lines. And I was always finding something else to do. Ah, you know, the kitchen needs cleaning. Ah, the laundry. I got to do the laundry. And I was letting that panic turn into me walking off the stage and letting myself down. I'm still going to get the stuff done. It's just that I should have gotten more done today is what I'm pointing at here. And I realized when the end of my workday rolled around, I didn't get as much done as I had hoped to, that I wasn't looking at this panic, this fear of starting the gig in the right way. I wasn't looking at it as this exciting thing of walking into it going, I have no idea what the hell I'm going to do on this page today, but we're going to find out, you know. But I also think that this is part and parcel. This is that never-ending struggle that you face when you're doing something long-term. You're doing something where there's not like that immediate reward of standing in front of an audience and doing an hour presentation and walking off. This is that piece-by-piece struggle of doing it every day. And so you're facing that panic on a much smaller scale, and it's a lot easier to let it bewilder you into thinking that you got other things that other fires you should put out first when you just need to sit down and do the work. I'm not saying anything new here, I know. I'm just sharing my personal experiences with this in order to sort of say, you're not alone in this. We all face this thing, no matter where we are in our careers. But an interesting aspect of this whole thing came out recently, and I think this will be in Friday's Art and Story Extreme, if I'm not mistaken, the extra extreme we do for the Supreme subscribers, meaning you, is I finally made the commitment to start learning a musical instrument. And I've had a musical instrument in my house for years, and it's always been there, and it's been this thing where it's like, yeah, I really want to learn that thing someday, but I just don't have the time. I don't have the time. And I finally decided to start eating my own advice and say, even if you only got 20 minutes a day, you can learn this thing over time. And especially if your goals are modest, I don't intend on doing live performances in front of large crowds or anything. I just want to learn it just to learn it. It's something new to learn. But the moment I made that commitment, the moment I said to friends and made it official with some of my friends, I'm gonna do this thing, I felt this initial twinge of fear. I don't know anything about music. I've never played any instruments. Well, I played trombone in high school, but that was in high school. That was a long time ago. But this fear kicked in of, I'm not going to be able to do a good enough job of this thing. I'm not going to be able to, all of the guys with big noses, to quote Morrissey, are going to come along and tell me I'm no good, and what's the point of even trying? And I couldn't believe I was hearing myself use those words, or hearing myself think those thoughts. And again, it was that negative panic instead of the positive panic. And the moment I caught myself thinking that, I said to myself, no, wait, dude, remember your teaching friend. You don't know what's going to happen with sitting down and putting in 20 minutes a day on this stuff. But you're going to find out. And then it became that kind of wonderful, delicious panic, that fear of not knowing what's going to happen next, that excitement about learning a new thing. And I guess all my point is today is that I'm just illustrating the fact that this is something that round and round we fight it again and again and again, and we're always going to be fighting this thing. I don't think there's any threshold, some Zen-like threshold, where you just get to this point where you don't worry about this stuff anymore. I think if you did, I think it would... I can't imagine that you would care about it as much as you do. Caring about something deeply automatically means that you're going to be really worried about participating with it, right? So, but that's not to say that, you know, you should embrace your negative feelings and just wallow in despair and beat your chest and cry at the public in general about, oh, woe is me. I'm just saying that there's a way to take this initial twinge of fear about doing something and look at it, I'm gonna quote C.S. Lewis one more time, and I've quoted this story before, and I think it's a good one to keep on quoting, because it's a really It really, I've used it in a podcast to demonstrate character design and thinking about your characters, but I also think it's one of those really nifty little succinct life lessons is, there's a scene in the Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe where Aslan, the lion, is explaining the overall threat facing the four kids. And the two boys of the four kids, Edmund and Peter, are standing before Aslan as he's explaining all this. And when Peter hears the words that Aslan is saying, he thinks of the word adventure. And when Edmund hears the words, he thinks of the word danger. And I guess that's as good as a sort of like summary kind of way of putting what I'm talking about here is when I think about that panic, that panic can be a positive word, like the thrill of going on a new adventure, or it can be that fearful kind of, uh-oh, danger, I better stop what I'm doing and reassess the situation. And I think if you just trust yourself a little bit and try to remind yourself that, yes, this is scary, but it's scary in an exciting way, then you'll get more done. At least that's the reminder I made for myself today after looking at what I had achieved over the course of the day and realized it was not everything that I wanted to do. And then, of course, I had to ask myself why. So who am I? I'm Jersey Droz of jdroz.com. Jersey on the Twitter, J-E-R-Z-Y. Don't forget to check out the other great shows on Art and Story Supreme. We thank you very much for your support in this endeavor. We could not do these shows without you. And just thanks a lot. We really appreciate it. And don't forget to check out the forums. There's some great conversation going on in the forums if you haven't checked that out yet. But I think most of you who are listening to this have. So thank you guys for jumping right in and really just coming up with some really interesting topics to discuss. It's seriously, it's one of the most exciting places to be on the internet for me personally. So, okay, I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. This week, it actually is a daily show. So until then, remember everybody.
Today, He-Man was forced to play a dangerous game by the Game Master. The Game Master bragged a lot about winning all the time, but he became angry when he lost and said it wasn't fair. Well, playing games can be a lot of fun, but boasting when you win or getting angry when you lose spoils the fun for everyone. And pretty soon, nobody will want to play with you. So take a tip from me. Be a good winner and a good loser. You'll enjoy your games more, and so will the people who play with you. Good luck, and goodbye.